Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
7:13 now. It's time for Joe and Cindy Farini to join us. They do each week this half hour to answer some marriage questions they get from people just like you. And in this case, we got a wife who'd like her husband to step it up a little bit. I guess that's the scenario. Good morning, Joe and Cindy.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Cindy, she'd love her husband to get going. So I'm guessing some passive-aggressive things would be good? Is that what she should do to get him to pray more?
Sure, that'd be a great idea.
Or not.
Well, this question we had at the My Marriage Matters seminar that we did a couple of weeks ago at Living Hope, and a wife asked this question, and there were couples there, so her husband was there, and she asked it very lovingly, and she just wanted some simple ideas that might, you know, allow for her husband and her family even to pray together. And I would just say, just for starters here, that, you know, some people don't prefer to pray out loud. And that doesn't mean that he's not a leader in his family necessarily, but maybe there's just, for whatever reason, something about it that he doesn't prefer to do. So I would just say, if he would prefer her to pray, that she should take that opportunity and do that and just say, you know, in terms of praying, you know, can we pray together, and then lead it and just keep it short, not real lengthy. And then along the way, just try to encourage him to, you know, take part in it. You know, is there anything you'd like to pray for briefly,
right.
You know?
Right.
How did he respond when she raised her hand and said this in front of him, in front of all these people? Was he embarrassed?
Actually, I was going to respond to that. And basically, as I recall the situation, he was just a very quiet guy.
Yeah.
A very nice couple. She didn't say it in a demeaning way at all. She was very kind. And, you know, you can tell that he was just listening. And he didn't put his head down or anything. I mean, he was basically admitting that, yeah, she's right. And I do need basically to step up. And so I think she did the right thing. I mean, she answers the first question here, really. I mean, all she did at this point was just express a desire that she wanted her man to begin to step up in this area of prayer, and she expressed a want and need that she had. And I think most men, they want to support and meet the needs of their wife, and when expressed in love. And so she packaged her request very nicely, in truth and in love. So that was good.
Good. So what advice did you all give her to get him to do that a little bit more?
Well, I think we just really asked them to consider ways to get the husband and the father involved in prayer. And the first thing I just mentioned was that she maybe pray short prayers, and again, to see if she can involve him. I do know of a number of people who don't prefer to pray publicly or out loud. And so, you know, whatever the reason is that he doesn't like that, I think maybe, you know, keeping it really short is probably as important as anything. But then also, I think the key ingredient is really to be an encourager and encourage him to pray, not demanding it or expecting it or, you know, saying things against him, whether it be to him or to the children. And if he does take that opportunity to pray after the prayer is done, to just say, thank you very much, how much I appreciate it, and not make like a big deal about it, but right. Let him know how much that was appreciated.
Does he have to lead in prayer or even do devotions in order to be the spiritual leader that he should be? Or functionally speaking, is it okay for whatever reason for the mom to kind of take the lead in that, whether it's because of schedule or anything else?
Right. Yeah. You know, when the scriptures talk about that the husband is to be the head of the wife, it has nothing to do with who prays first or anything like that. It is more of a position of responsibility, and the need to give leadership overall to the family itself. And so there isn't a hardcore type of responsibility that a husband has to do this. But I think most wives would want their husband to take the lead on this. And so, I mean, I think in our instructions to him, I told her basically what you need to do, since you're the kind of the outgoing one, on this one. I mean, take his hands and just begin to pray, and then let him just close in prayer. And it might be just a simple, you know, 10 words. And then at that time, as Cindy said, she at that point just needs to encourage the man and then just thank him for praying, and mm-hmm. and don't nag him to say, well, if you could have said this, you could have, you know, talked a little bit more about that. And, you know, if you did this, that would have been better. And,
yeah.
You know, all you do, you just say thank you and just, you know, hold his, you know, thank him and give him a little kiss. Say, tomorrow we'll do a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, if Sarah kissed me for doing something like that, I'd pray a lot more.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, oh, man.
Great. Well, that's good, Brian. I thank you for that question, Janelle. I also think that, you know, sometimes we get a little legalistic about these things. Who should pray? Who should do the devotions? Who should? And I just think that life with our family is about doing things together as we do life. So, you know, if you do 3 devotions in a week, maybe that's the best that family can do in that week. Maybe it's not 1 every single day. And I just think the way we live our life is going to be the example. And so, you know, I know for us in our house growing up, when the kids were little, and we had 3, you guys have a lot more children. But when you have a lot of children, they're all running around, you're going to be glad to have their attention for maybe 5 minutes all at one time. So I just think, you know, we need to say maybe it doesn't have to be a formal devotion or even a formal prayer. I mean, in our family, how many times have we shot up prayers to the Lord and said, oh, Lord, please, and then said a prayer? And so I think we have to be careful of that. And I like that. The wife should step in and do a devotion if the husband's not there or if he prefers not to.
Yeah, 5 minutes. I'm actually satisfied with 60 seconds of attention sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, you're so right. I think we do need to temper our expectations in some respects. It's getting close to go time here. Do you all have any final thoughts for us?
Well, I think it's important if the husband can, that he does lead in prayer. I think it's a great example. But on the other hand, I don't think it's critical. I don't think it's going to make or break the family or the relationship of the husband and wife, as long as they're okay with what they've decided together. I think that's kind of the main thing. And just to make sure that as he's leading in other areas of the marriage, that she's encouraging him, not criticizing him, and making those other kinds of things really special and important. And just taking into consideration that if he's a quiet person who's more, private about those kinds of things, that you respect that and go from there.
Wonderful. Amen. Joe, any final thoughts from you?
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, hey, it is 7:21. It's time for us to say goodbye to our good friends, Joe and Cindy Farini. But fear not, you can reach out to them all week. They have great advice and conversations going online. You can even submit your questions for our live radio segment here with them. How do they get a hold of you?
The best way would be on Facebook at My Marriage Matters, because every day at 9 o'clock, we post a little something that they can talk about or act upon. And the other way is through our website. We have a number of things that we have there that they might have of interest on the marriage tab. And they can also email us directly there and we'll answer their question.
All right. Thanks, you guys. I always appreciate your help. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care. You. Have a great day.